Italy has been implementing the 2030 agenda for many years, also regarding the areas interconnected with SDG 11. However, the COVID pandemic has highlighted the need to achieve sustainable urban development, as well as the centrality of cities and public services, and the importance of efficient infrastructure. Furthermore, climate change and environmental degradation are an existential threat to Europe and the world. The policies adopted by Italy are closely interconnected with those of the EU. In order to overcome these challenges, the European Green Deal will transform the EU into a modern, resource-efficient, competitive economy. The development projects has also taken into consideration experiences and the policies adopted within the UNEC region. At the same time, in 2021, Italy adopted the National Recovery and Resilience Plan, the so-called Italia Domani, which is with the national plan and its reform, Italy is going to be a fairer, greener and more inclusive country with a more competitive, dynamic and innovative economy. The plan mobilizes over 300 billion euros, the 210 billion coming from the EU Next Generation. The program are complemented by the funds allocated within the 2021-2025 budget planning. Italy will have a more efficient and digitalized public administration. Italian citizens will therefore benefit from more modern, sustainable and widespread transport. The investments and reform included in Italia Domani will make the country more territorially cohesive, with a more dynamic labor market and without gender or age discrimination. Public health will be more modern and closer to the people. The PNRR, the National Recovery and Resilience Plan, is made up of 6 missions, which in turn group 16 components and 48 lines of intervention for a total of 63 reforms. Within this national plan, the measures refer to the Sustainable Development Goals of the UN 2030 Agenda. The budget for investments directly related to the SDG 11 amounts to 20.7 billion euro. However, since the quality of life of citizens is the result of a systematic and integrated adoption of sustainable development goals, the plan involves almost the entire agenda, including the following areas. I will name the goals, number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9, 13, and 6. So in conclusions, the reforms are an integral part of the national plan because they are crucial to the action's implementation. The plan lines of action come with a strategy of reform designed to boost the country's equity, efficiency, and competitiveness. 3 types of reforms are envisaged, horizontal reforms, enabling reforms, and sectoral reforms. Those include simplification and rationalization of environmental regulation, simplification in the field of building and urban planning, and intervention for urban regeneration. The goal of the intervention is to accelerate energy efficiency and urban regeneration too. Improvement of the effectiveness and quality of regulation, student accommodation and reform of student housing legislation. Finally, Italy will shortly complete the approval process of the reform of the Public Procurement Code, which provides for an increasing use of the plan mentioned. Thank you.